Welcome to Podcast 2, The Cemetery Walk by The Vin Man. From Vin Man's Vibe, www.thevinman.com. Today, I'm coming to you from Osage, Minnesota, on a hot, sunny, humid day in the middle of nowhere, but yet one of the most peaceful and beautiful spots I've ever been. I'm in Riverside Cemetery, which is off a dirt road, with barely a gate around it, and about 200 headstones spread out widely apart in pure Minnesota prairie land fashion, with a few trees growing amongst the headstones, but mostly flat, open, green grass. Behind it, miles of potato farm fields, currently being watered by long watering poles that go at least a half a mile, and at the end, spraying ch-ch-ch-ch across a wide circle of field. Sometimes when the sun hits me just right, the colors of the rainbow as the wind currently picks up and begins to howl. It took me a while to locate the headstone of George O. Dowling, located just a few thousand feet away from where his wife visits with her sister every summer for at least 3 or 4 weeks in an old house that they all grew up in. Today I'm on my 4 mile walk for the first time since we've arrived, and the mission is twofold. One, to pay private tribute to the man George Dowling, and secondly, to maintain a physical fitness regimen that is inspired by Jimmy Varner at jimmyvarner.com. This is the first time I've seen his headstone, alone, or ever, for that matter. And it's took me a while to find it, being on my own, not having seen it before. And yet, it's unique. It sits among other headstones, some with veteran stars next to them. James Henderson, T. Sergeant, U.S. Army, October 29th, 1921 to November 27th, 2007. One that simply says Sexton. Ray M. Sexton, June 5th, 1900 to December 23rd, 1954. And beside him, a wife, Gertrude, June 10th, 1908. With a lot of dead grass around her stone that is simply level to the ground. And I'm compelled, as I tape this, to clean it off for her. And back to George. Unique in the sense that it has a post and a sign hanging from it that says he's gone fishing. George O. Dowling, Master Sergeant, U.S. Air Force, Vietnam, May 12, 1933. To May 4th, 1997. Distinguished Flying Cross, Air Medal, and 6 OLCs, which I believe are oak leaf clusters, for meritorious service. He was among those who traveled with Richard Nixon to China on the first visit by a president since their communism. He too has some dead grass around the headstone at the bottom of the base, but his climbs up, so I'm removing that grass before my wife comes down. I didn't know George long, and it hardly seems 13 years ago that he passed, but he protected the world for me, his daughters, his family. So what I thought at first would be somewhat of a depressing, possibly strange experience stopping and visiting his headstone has turned rather into a celebration on a beautiful, hot day when most people would like to be inside. Wherever you are, keep those you love in your heart. Live for today. Don't worry about tomorrow. And don't dwell on yesterday. This is the Vin Man, wishing you well. Thank you for listening.